Proverbs chapter 10 tonight. Proverbs chapter 10, we're going to look at verse number 19. Proverbs 10, verse 19. Proverbs 10, verse 19. We've been working our way through some verses and some teaching on communication, communicating with each other, communicating, talking, the things that we do in talking. And tonight we're going to talk about a subject, when to keep quiet. When to keep quiet. The book of Judges, chapter 16, verse number 17, says, "And Samson told Delilah all his heart, and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall be weak and be like another man." Do you suppose Samson ever lived to regret that? He certainly did. He should have kept his mouth shut. Because what happened when that took place? Delilah put him to sleep, called in the barber, buzzed off all of his hair, and then she shouted, "The Philistines are upon you!" And the Philistines came in and grabbed him, and Samson shook himself, but he had no strength because he lost his power with God. He lost his freedom and became a slave for the rest of his life. And the worst thing that happened to him is they took and gouged out his eyes. And he lost both of his eyes. And he was blind for the rest of his life. Did Samson regret opening his mouth that night? Absolutely. There was probably day after day after day that Samson said, "Why did I tell her? Why did I say that? Why did I do that? I should have kept my mouth shut." You know, the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse number 7, that there is a time to keep silence and a time to speak. And so tonight we're going to be looking at what Solomon says in the book of Proverbs about a time to keep quiet. When should we keep quiet? And as we look at this, I want to examine four major questions. All right? So if you write down the four questions, it'll help you in taking notes. And then underneath each question, I have a statement that you can put in it to help to organize all these verses in your mind. All right? So that'll help you. If you don't get it, you can always go to the website and download the notes. But the first question that we're going to look at here tonight is the question, is it right to say? Is it right to say? You know, that is a question that'll help us. When we're getting ready to open our mouths and say something, we need to ask ourselves, is it right to say? And as we think about that, first of all, we need to be careful that we don't say it if it is evil. Don't say it if it's evil. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 19, it says, "In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise." God said, "In a multitude of words there wanteth not sin." What does he mean by that? He says, the more we say, the more likely it is that we're going to say something sinful. So he says, if you keep it quiet and don't say so much, you're less likely to say something that's wrong. And so we need to be very careful that we don't sin with our mouth and say something that is evil. Another verse that's not in Proverbs that goes hand in hand with this is Psalm 39, verse 1. It says, "I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me." He says, "I'm going to guard my mouth. I'm not going to say things that I shouldn't say." Psalm 39, verse 1. Another statement here that deals with this question, is it right to say, is that don't say it if it is not true. Don't say it if it is not true. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 14 says, it is not, saith the buyer, but when he is gone his way, he boasteth. What's that talking about? It is not. That means it's not any good. It's not any good. You know, so he's trying to buy something. He says, "Oh, I'll buy this, but this isn't any good. No, that's not worth that much money. That's junk. I'm not going to pay that much for it. No, that's no good." And then he says, all right. How much you pay? "Oh, I'll half what you want." "Well, okay." And he goes away and says, "Got him for a cheap price." See, what he was doing is he was lying to try to get it cheap. He was saying, "No, that's no good," when it really was, and he was lying. Now, there's nothing wrong with us trying to get a good deal. All right, I like getting good deals, and so do you. We like to get a good deal, but we need to be honest about it. All right, we do need to be honest. even when we're trying to get a good deal. So be careful. If it's not true, don't say it. Then also Proverbs chapter 30 and verse number 10. Proverbs 30 and verse number 10. Proverbs 30 verse 10 says, "Accuse not a servant unto his master, lest he curse thee and thou be found guilty." Like the word accused there, he's dealing with a false accusation. He says, don't say something that's not true about a servant, because he's going to hate you for it if you do. And that is true with anybody. You tell a lie about somebody to try to get them into trouble, and they're not going to be liking you. It's not going to be, that's not the way to make friends, to tell lies about people and get them in trouble for it. So he says, be careful. What you say is always true. We need to make sure we have the facts before we accuse someone of something they've done. So the first statement was, don't say it if it's evil. Second statement, don't say it if it's not true. Number three, don't say it if it's not appropriate. Don't say it if it's not appropriate. Proverbs 25 and verse number 20. Proverbs 25:20 says, "He that taketh away a garment in the cold weather, and as vinegar upon nitre, so is he that singeth songs to a heavy heart." What's that talking about? Singing songs to a heavy heart. He's talking here about a person who's got a broken heart, a heavy heart. Maybe it's a lost loved one. Maybe someone who is at a funeral. They've lost a loved one and it's dear to them and their heart's heavy and they're sad and they're crying, they're broken heart. Or maybe they've had a big problem, a big disaster. And he says, don't go to them and start singing songs. Singing, oh, let's sing some happy songs. Come on, cheer up. Let's sing some happy songs. They don't want to sing happy songs. They're hurting. So he says, that's not what they need. They don't need to hear a bunch of happy songs. What they need is words of comfort and encouragement. They need to put your arm around their shoulder and say, it's okay. Let's pray about it. It'll be all right. God will take care of you. And say comforting words, not sing songs that are joyful songs. Because that's not going to be a help to them at that time. Now, there's a place for joyful songs, and they're good. But not when you're dealing with a person with a heavy heart. That's not the time to do it. All right? So the first question was, is it right to say? The second question I want us to look at here tonight is, have I thought first? Ooh, that's an important one. Have I thought first? Before I open my mouth, have I thought about it? All right? Don't say it if you are not sure you should. Don't say it if you're not sure you should. Proverbs talks a lot about this one. Got five different verses on this one. Number one is Proverbs 11:12. Says, "He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace." A man of understanding, someone who's thought through it, a man who's got understanding or wisdom, he thinks before he opens his mouth. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 23. Proverbs 12, verse 23. "A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaim foolishness." So the prudent man, that's a careful person. He conceals knowledge. What's that mean? It doesn't mean he's hiding the truth or lying to people. It simply means there's some things you just need to keep in your own heart. You don't tell everybody everything. All right? Some things you just need to be quiet about. Some things are personal. Some things will hurt their feelings. Some things just don't need to be said. And he says, oh, a prudent person is going to say, oh, no, I'm not going to say that. That's not going to be helpful. I'll guard my mouth. I'm not going to say that. And so a prudent person conceals knowledge. But a fool, he proclaims his foolishness. He just says, blah, blah, he lets it all out. And everybody says, well, I wish you wouldn't have said that. That hurt. That wasn't nice. And he just says what he thinks. So it's, we need to be prudent. Now, the third verse, Proverbs 15:28. "The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things." The heart of the righteous studieth to answer. Well, we know what it means to study. It means to think and read and ponder and memorize and work at trying to. So he says the heart of the righteous studies to answer. Before he opens his mouth, he says, all right, what would be the best way to say that? Do I need to say that? Is it the right thing to say? Is it the right time to say it? He studies to answer before he opens his mouth. But he says the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The wicked person just lets it all out. He doesn't care who he hurts. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He just says it. All right, so we need to be very careful that we don't just blurt out our mind about everything we think. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27. Proverbs 17:27. "He that hath knowledge spareth his words, And a man of understanding is an excellent spirit. So he says, if a man has knowledge, he spares his words. To spare means to hold back. If we think about it, we've got knowledge, we've understood, we thought about the situation, we said, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to keep my mouth quiet. And we just use our knowledge that God has given us to keep our mouth controlled. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse number 11. Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keeps it in till afterwards. So the fool, again, he just opens his mouth and tells it like it is. And if you don't like it, too bad. He just opens up and tells everything. But he says the wise person keeps it in till afterwards. After what? Well, after the situation's gone by, and then he can think through it and say, all right, now is it probably the better time to say it than it was then. You know, in the middle of an argument, you know, somebody's arguing with you and they're upset. Well, there's sometimes that you may think of something to say and you think, no, a better time to say it is later. We'll let it calm down and I'll talk about it peacefully later. Not in the middle of this because it's just going to pour fuel on the fire. All right. So we got to be careful of what we say. And so we need to think first. And we ask that question, have I thought first? Don't say it if you're not sure you should. Then don't say it if it is rash. Rash means in a hurry. Rush. All right, don't say it if you're in a rush about it. Proverbs 16:32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. A slow answer. Think it through. Don't get in a hurry. Don't rush. Proverbs 17:28. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise. But he that shutteth his lips, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. So a fool, you think about it in the Bible. Does God paint the fool as a good guy or a bad guy? Bad guy. All right? The fool is not good. But God says even a fool is counted wise when he keeps his mouth shut. Because that's a wise thing to do, not say it all. All right? And so he says that if we keep our mouth shut, that's the wise thing to do many times. And so we need to be very careful about that. Then Proverbs 29 and verse number 20. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There's more hope of a fool than of him. Hasty. Rushed. He says, if you see a person who's hasty in his words and speaks before he thinks, he says, there's more hope for a fool than for him. Can't help that guy because he just speaks before he thinks. And that's a problem we really struggle with. I struggle with that. And you know, somebody asked me a question and I just spit out my answer without thinking sometimes. And then later I think, oh, I shouldn't have said that. That wasn't the way to do it. So we need to think carefully before we act. Okay? All right. So that's the second question. Have I thought first? Have I thought about it first? The third question is, could it cause harm? Could it cause harm? That's a very good question to ask. Could what I say cause harm? Don't say it if it might be gossip. All right? Is this going to be a gossip thing? I need to be careful. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. Talebearer. What's a talebearer? Well, a talebearer is someone who carries tales or stories. They take stories and tells other people. A talebearer is a storyteller about people. They're gossiping. And God says that that's not a good thing. He reveals secrets. But the faithful in spirit conceals the matter. He keeps it to himself. He doesn't say those things. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 23 says, a prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. Once again, we need to be careful what we say. Conceal knowledge. Sometimes we know things that we shouldn't tell other people. And just because you know it doesn't mean it needs to be said. And so we need to be very careful that we guard what we say and don't say it if it's going to hurt someone or if it could be but gossip. Another thing as we think about this is don't say it if it's hurtful or not helpful. Don't say it if it's going to hurt or not help. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 3 says, in the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Rod of pride in the lips. What's a rod? Well, it's a stick for hurting someone. And he says, in the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. He's using his mouth like a stick to beat on people. And he says, that's in the mouth of the foolish. But the lips of the wise will preserve or protect them. He's going to protect those that he's speaking to and not try to beat them and hurt them. He's going to try to help them. And so we need to be very careful what we say and not to allow our mouth to proudly beat on others. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it, that's loving the power of the tongue, shall eat the fruit thereof. All right, think about that. He says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can hurt somebody very, very seriously with your mouth. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And he that loveth that power shall eat the fruit thereof. What does that mean? It means you hurt people, you're going to be sorry. It's going to hurt you. It's going to come back and get you. It's going to cause you grief. It's going to cause you trouble. The fruit thereof will cause you trouble. Proverbs 26 and verse number 4. Verse 26:4, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be like unto him. Oh, this is a big one. He said, when somebody speaks to you like a fool, they're speaking rashly or angrily or hurtfully or gossiping or they're saying something mean or you're screaming and yelling at you. He says, answer not a fool according to his folly. He says, don't talk to them like they're talking to you, lest you be like unto them. So when someone's mad at you and they're saying bad things and they're using, you know, mean language, he says, don't do it back to them, or you're no better than they are. Stay calm, control your mouth, and don't say what they say, or you're just like them. You've become like unto that fool. So God says, be careful that you don't do that. Then, don't say it if it'll make things worse. You know, sometimes we know that there's things that we say that are going to make it worse. You know, we need to be careful. Proverbs 21, verse 23. Whoso keepeth his mouth, keepeth his tongue, and his... he that keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles. Now that's a great verse, one that we need to memorize. Proverbs 21, 23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from trouble. If we can guard our mouths, we'll keep ourselves from a lot of trouble. Really will. It'll keep us out of a heap of trouble if we'll guard our mouth. So a good verse to memorize, Proverbs 21, 23. Proverbs 23, 9. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. I looked up the word despise there. It means to treat it like it's rotten. It's garbage. So what it's saying here is if you speak in the ears of a fool, he will treat your wisdom as just a bunch of garbage. He's going to ignore it. So he says, you're wasting your time. You know, there are times that we talk to people and some people just won't listen. No matter what you tell them, no matter what you say, they're not going to listen. It's a waste of time to try to give them some wisdom because they're not going to listen. You can say it and say it and say it and say it and they'll just ignore you and they treat it like it's just garbage and they're not going to listen. And so he says there's a time when probably you're better off just not saying it at all because they're not going to listen anyway. So these are things, could it hurt, could it harm? And if it can, we need to not say it. Then the last section, the last question that I have here that we need to look at is, will I later regret it? Oh, this is a big one. Will I later regret it? Did Samson later regret it? He sure did. And that's a good question to ask ourselves. Will I later regret it? Don't say it if it could hurt your testimony. Don't say it if it could hurt your testimony. Proverbs 13, verse 3. Proverbs 13, 3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. And I got curious when I saw that. It says keepeth and keepeth, and I thought, I wonder if they're both the same word. They're not. Two different Hebrew words for keep. The first one, the first keepeth, means to preserve. It's kind of like you are working in the kitchen and you're preserving food. How do we preserve food? Well, one of the things you do is put it in the fridge or the freezer. Or maybe you'll can it. Or maybe you'll dry it. But we're preserving it. Why do we do that? So that the quality will remain for a long time. All right? So we're preserving something. So the first one, he says, he that keepeth or preserves his mouth keeps his life. The second word, keep, means to protect or to keep it safe. So he says, if you will preserve your mouth, you will protect your life. You preserve your mouth, you protect your life. So if you keep your mouth guarded and protected or preserved so that you don't say something you shouldn't say, it will protect your life. It will help you in life, and you'll be glad you did that. So we need to be very careful. If it's going to hurt my testimony, I don't want to say it. I need to be careful that I guard what I say so it doesn't hurt me later on. Proverbs 17:28. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. So sometimes it's better to say nothing. Sometimes it's just better to keep my mouth quiet and say nothing. Sometimes it's hard, but it's an important thing to do. All right, then the last thought here is don't say it if it is boastful. Don't say it if it's boastful. Now we're talking about here, the last question was, will I regret it? All right, a person that is boastful or proud, Proverbs 25:14 says, whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like a cloud, like clouds and wind without rain. Okay, we've had lots of clouds and wind, but we've gotten some rain too. But you know, I go on my walk in the morning recently, and I look up at the sky, I think lots of clouds, lots of wind. Is it going to rain? Can I take a 10-20 minute walk without getting wet? And sometimes I make it, and sometimes I don't. Right? Sometimes I get to the end. One day I hadn't even got the gate open yet and it started raining. Right. But the clouds and but what he's saying is, if you look up there and see there's all these clouds and wind, and we really need rain, but you never get any rain. It's like in the summertime, you know, the clouds coming out, just blows right by, no rain. So you expect rain when you see clouds and wind. So he says here, whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. So he says, I can do that. I'm good at that. But he's like clouds and wind with no rain. He can't do that. He's just talking. Just a, not true. It's just a bunch of noise. So he says, that's not helpful. We shouldn't do that. Don't boast. Don't say it if it's boastful. Another one, Proverbs 27:1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Proverbs 27:1. He says, don't brag about what you're going to do tomorrow. You don't know what you're going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow you might be dead. We don't know. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Proverbs 27:2 says, let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. Well, I know, what does that mean? He's talking about boasting again. He's saying, let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth. So he's saying, don't go around saying, I'm great. I'm great. I can do it. I'm good. Look at what I did. Didn't I do a good job? Don't go around telling everybody how good you are. He says, let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth. In other words, it is far better to let, if you deserve a compliment, it's far better for someone else to think of it than you tell them. So instead of going up to the person and say, didn't I do a good job? Oh, yeah, you did a good job. It'd be better to just not say anything and have them say to you, hey, you did a good job. That's a genuine compliment. But when you come up to them and say, didn't I do a good job? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that great? And they say, yeah, you are great. That's not a real compliment. That's just a fake one. Right, the genuine compliment is when someone thinks of it all by themselves. So he says here, let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth, a stranger and not thine own lips. Now, in James 3:2, James said, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle his own body. You know, if we are going to avoid offending God and others, we're going to have to learn when to keep quiet. There's times we need to keep quiet, and we need to learn when. And tonight we've looked at four questions. The first question was, is it right to say? The second question, have I thought first? The third question, could it cause harm? The fourth question, will I regret it later on? And if we ask ourselves these four questions, it'll greatly help us. You know, one of the things that I found, this is in a practical sense, if you listen carefully, this is not just tacked on the end, this is important. One of the best ways to keep your mouth shut when you shouldn't open it is to do this. Every single time that you open your mouth and say something you shouldn't say and you hurt someone, if you will go to that person and say to them, I was wrong. I am sorry. Will you please forgive me? And then you ask God to forgive you. What that does is that is humbling. It is hard. If I say something mean to Garrett and I have to go up to him and say, Garrett, I am sorry. I am sorry. That was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. That's humbling. I don't like doing that. I'd far rather just not have to do that ever. So it reminds me then, if I'm determined, I'll always do that if I hurt somebody. It helps me to think, no, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to have to go tell him I'm sorry. I'm not going to say that because I don't want to have to go to them and say, I shouldn't have said that. And it'll help us to think before we open our mouth. At least it helps me, and I think it would help you as well. And so tonight, whether you're a child or a teenager or an adult, if you have said things that you should not say to someone else, what you need to do is you need to confess your sin to God. You need to humble yourself and apologize to that person that you have hurt without making any excuses for your sin. That's the right thing to do. That's the right thing to do. That's the Bible thing to do. It's hard, very hard. But that's the only way we're going to be able to get our sin taken care of and have peace in our heart. So God tells us that's the right thing to do.